The individual does not understand the nature of competition, market rearrangement, and so forth. He is not looking for the ideal partner. For some vague, undefinable reason, he has focused upon this partner. And so jealousy is almost inevitable then, because since he cannot even know why it is that he loves this person or why she loves him, then how can he know that someone else more lovable might not walk on the scene at any given moment and completely disrupt the whole relationship if he doesn't even know why he loves and is being loved and so forth? He doesn't understand the nature of the market at work here. So in that case, he's obviously going to consider anybody that comes along a threat. The second reason is that the individual's relationship with the other person has him in what he feels to be a very vulnerable position. For example, they have 9 children, and the attitude is, the market just can't rearrange further. What are we going to do with the 9 kids? The market is just going to have to stay right where it is right now. Well, this, of course, is not an insolvable problem. No matter what the present circumstances, there are always ways to unwind them, and we'll go into those next week. But in the meantime, we'll merely recognize that if the individual feels vulnerable in this way, then he's going to be scared to death of anyone to whom his wife is attracted, because he can't relax then and allow the market to run its course and let him then determine where he might be better suited and so forth. He's going to be scared to death that this is going to interfere with the existing relationship, which is going to have to continue. In other words, he feels vulnerable. But if the individual has arranged his affairs in such a way that he is not vulnerable, and if he has arranged his outlook on life so that he understands the normal market processes, he should be somewhat relaxed about the developments that take place as the market continues to move toward equilibrium. But there is really a possible source of jealousy for this fellow, too, and that is impatience. He is looking forward toward the ideal relationship with the ideal person of the ideal sex, meaning the opposite. And he would like to believe that the present relationship is going to prove to be that. And so any apparent defect in the relationship will be a source of disappointment to him if he has this attitude. If the defect shows up in the form of competition, then he's liable to feel jealousy at the outset, meaning he feels a threat from this other individual who is going to take away his ideal relationship. Well, if he calms down and thinks about it, then he'll probably come to the understanding that what he wants are realistic answers, not preconceived answers. So he'll let the market run its course and see what happens. But he's disappointed nonetheless that the indication is that he's going to have to do some more searching yet before he finds the right relationship, before he reaches a plateau that he has had in mind for a long time. And his initial unthought-out reaction may have been that of jealousy as he focused on the third party rather than focusing on his own relationship and examining it. And I think that the greatest danger to the thinking, realistic individualist comes from impatience, because the individual naturally does not want to expend any more of his limited resources than necessary, because this is natural that he wouldn't want to spend more than necessary of his limited resources. He can find it very easy then to justify imperfections in a relationship, merely for the purpose of salvaging it, rather than having to go look for a more ideal one. Weaknesses will be overlooked simply because the individual doesn't want to have to go back out and look through the market again to find a better situation. Now, this will manifest itself, of course, in the concept of a box. By overlooking certain things, by explaining them away, by being afraid to face up to the fact that he may have some more searching to do, he's going to be setting up certain unrealistic premises that will have to be adhered to. So the mistakes will then be compounded more and more as it becomes more and more a complicated job to try to keep all of the imperfections and the resulting mistakes hidden from view. And this isn't even necessary, because the individual is overlooking a very important point. Once having seen the truth, the individual is free to act upon it in any way that he desires. Just facing up to the truth, to the weaknesses, does not mean he automatically then has to engage in some certain prescribed course of action. Remember what I said about the milk bottles? Once you recognize that you are making yourself vulnerable by putting the milk bottles on the front porch, it doesn't necessarily mean that you now have to hide the milk bottles in the rose bushes. You're perfectly free to leave the milk bottles on the front porch and take the common risk that they won't be stolen. That's up to you to decide in accordance with what you think is your nature and what you think then will be most compatible, meaning